We're in Siman Tav Reish Yud. The Rama says, "V'im kavu neiros elu b'yom kippurim." If these candles, which are meant to symbolize the living or the dead, if they go out on Yom Kippur, ain lomer leinu yehudi she'achzir v'yadlikim. You're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to relight it. And even if the non-Jew wants to light it on his own, you need to stop him from lighting it because he's really doing it for a Jew. And a non-Jew is not allowed to do malacha for a Jew, even if you don't ask him to do it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that since the Olam is makbid, if these candles go out, because it makes them feel like the Ma'aril Diskin isn't sure whether this is talking about also the Ner Neshamar, or just talking about the Ner which you light for yourself, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's talking about the Ner which you light for yourself, but the point is that when you're lighting a candle for the living, and then that candle goes out, it makes people feel like, oh, I'm going to die, or something like that, so since people are makbid on that, even though the Mishnah Berurah thinks that there's no chashash, that it doesn't mean anything, just because your candle goes out, it doesn't mean you're going to die, but since there are people who are concerned for such a thing, and they don't think about the fact that maybe it went out because of the wind or something like that, still, it's best, therefore, to put a guard to make sure that nothing happens, put something around the candle, protect the candle or something like that to make sure that it doesn't go out. But if it does go out, you can't relight it. That's not allowed. The Rama continues, Misha kabaner b'yom kippur. If someone's candle goes out on Yom Kippur, yachzor v'yad l'kenem motzai Yom Kippur. You should relight it after Yom Kippur. V'alich ben o'od. Elyan yichenu lidlok ad gemira. And let it go until it goes out on its own. V'gam mikabalav shekol yamav l'yich motzai Yom Kippur nero. And make sure that you never put out the candle after Yom Kippur. Lo huva lo acher, that this candle will go on forever. There are some who say that one should be careful to spread tablecloth on the table for Yom Kippur, just like we do by Shabbos, because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbason as well. Yesh Omrim, again, that's the minhag to put a tablecloth on all the table, all of Yom Kippur. Some people have the minhag to wear white clothing, similar to the angels. That's why we wear a kittel, which is a white, to compare it to the angels, and also to remind us of our day of Misa. In order to cause us to realize, that who knows how long we have, and therefore we should focus on our tefillos. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama, gives these two reasons. One reason for the kittel is because to compare it to angels, and one reason is to remind us of the day of our death. And the Mishnah Berurah says there's a discussion about women. Should women wear a kittel or not? And the minhag is for women not to wear a kittel, but what about an avel? Should an avel, tochid beis chodesh, wear a kittel or not? So there's different minhagim, whether an avel wears a kittel during the first 12 months on Yom Kippur or not. And it depends on these two reasons. If it's in order to compared to the angels, so then he shouldn't compare it to the angels, but if it's in order to remind him of his death, so then he should be reminded of his death. So there are different minhagim, and one should follow their minhag. Some have the minhag not to wear it during the first year of their marriage either, but Rav Shmuel Zalman Orbach said that one should wear it even during the first year of their marriage. And even though women don't wear a kittel, they still should make sure not to wear fancy jewelry or anything like that because of the fear of the Yom HaDin, so they shouldn't wear jewelry that they normally wear on Shabbos and Yontif on Yom Kippur. When it comes to the wearing of a kittel, the Mishnah Berurah also says that one should not wear a kittel into the bathroom because it is something which is meant specifically for tefillah, but they would be allowed to wear the kittel when they are urinating, but we tend to avoid that as well. There are a lot of things that we do in order to compare ourselves to the angels. We wear a talis all of Yom Kippur in order to compare ourselves to an angel. We say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. According to some out loud, the reason for that is in order to compare it to the angels. Tefillas Ezra on Erev Yom Kippur in order to compare it to the angels. So a lot of things that we do on Yom Kippur to compare ourselves to the angels. Siman Tav Reish Yud Aleph. Yom Kippurim Leilo Ki Yoma L'chol Davar. Yom Kippur is just like the night, is just like the day for all intents and purposes. Ma'im Advar Ma'asurim Bo. What is prohibited? Malacha, achila, shsiya, rechitza, sicha, nila, sazando, tashra, shamita. You're not allowed to do any malacha. You're not allowed to eat, drink, bathe, anoint oneself, wear leather shoes, or have any relations. But the prohibition of kares, the punishment of kares only applies to eating and drinking. All the other ones don't get kares. Yet there's a discussion whether they are then midoraisa or midorabanan. Some Rishonim say it's the other ones are still midoraisa and they're learned from a pasuk, whereas others say they're only midorabanan and the pasukim are an asmachta ba'ama, and the nafkamina would be for a suffik, whether we would be machmir or mekil. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, l'maisa, it's rai lahachmir, to assume that all the other inuyim of Yom Kippur are also mida oraisa. Siv beis kol melacha shechayav mela b'Shabbos chayav mela b'Yom Kippur. Anything which is a melacha on Shabbos is also a melacha on Yom Kippur. B'chol she b'Shabbos pater aval aser gam b'Yom Kippurim kein. Anything which is only is pater but is aser to do is the same thing as true on Yom Kippur. Ela she b'Shabbos dono b'skila b'Yom Kippurim dono b'karis. But if you do something intentionally on Shabbos, your punishment is stoning, whereas Yom Kippur the punishment is karis. B'chol she aser l'tatal b'Shabbos aser l'tatal b'Yom Kippur. Anything you're not allowed to move on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move on Yom Kippur either. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays as well, even though there's no more dinei nefashos, we don't get the punishment of skila anymore, still there is a nafkamina when it comes to kimle b'drabamine, that if someone damages someone else on Shabbos, since he would have been chayev misa of skila, he is putter from paying because of kimle b'drabamine. And even if he damaged someone b'shogeg, he's still exempt because of kimle b'drabamine. However, Yom Kippur, the punishment is only kares and not skila, we would not apply the rule of kimle b'drabamine, and you would have to pay the person the damage, even if you violated Yom Kippur at the same time.